Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The Catholic Church right now is in disarray, in disunity, and a house divided cannot stand. The most recent developments regarding Nancy Pelosi show a complete lack of morality and spiritual understanding. I'd like to read to you from an article by AFP dated May 20. The Archbishop of San Francisco told House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a practicing Catholic, that she is barred from receiving communion over her support for abortion rights. Archbishop Salvatore Corleone said in a letter that he had previously asked Pelosi to publicly repudiate your advocacy of abortion rights or else refrain from referring to your Catholic faith in public and receiving Holy Communion. The Archbishop quoted Pelosi from a statement she made to the Seattle Times, saying this: "The very idea that they would be telling women the size, timing, or whatever of their family, the personal nature of this is so appalling, and I say that as a devout Catholic. They say to me, Nancy Pelosi thinks she knows more about having babies than the Pope. Yes, I do. Are you stupid?" The Archbishop continued, "After numerous attempts to speak with her to help her understand the grave evil she is perpetrating, the scandal she is causing, and the danger to her own soul she is risking, I have determined that the point has come in which I must make a public declaration that she is not to be admitted to Holy Communion." Now Breitbart added on May 21, Denver Archbishop Samuel Aquila released a statement on Friday in support of barring Pelosi from receiving communion. "When that person is a public figure," he added, "love for the community means guarding against scandal and confusion and allowing others to be led into sin. Archbishop Aquila encouraged the faithful of his own archdiocese to read the letters written by Archbishop Corleone and to ask the Holy Spirit with an open heart to clear away any doubt or confusion you have about this issue." Now, let me just pause right here and make a few comments. First, when it comes to communion, the Catholic Church is wrong in their teaching that when you take and partake of the bread and the wine turn into the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. That is a completely false teaching. The Protestant Church has that one right. They say it's just a figurative, symbolic way of expressing a certain truth, but they are also wrong in that they are saying that you can take communion, or they call it the Lord's Supper, anytime you want, like the Catholics do. The Bible doesn't tell you that. The Bible tells you can only take it once a year. It's a time of the annual New Testament Passover, if you are counted worthy to do so. In addition, we have just read that it was said that you should pray to the Holy Spirit. Now that is another false, completely and totally false concept. Of course, it goes into this idea by the Catholic Church and also the Protestant churches that God is a Trinity, one person in three persons. That is wrong. The Bible doesn't teach that at all. The Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit is not a person. The Holy Spirit is a power emanating from the Father and the Son, so you must not preach or pray to the Holy Spirit. You see, Christ says you pray to the Father in my name, in the name of Jesus Christ, with his authority. But you can only do so, of course, if you are following the teachings of Jesus Christ. Let me go on to read from the Huffington Post, dated May 20, because that's what the Huffington Post had to say about this whole thing. Pope Francis warned last September that communion should never be politicized. Francis said he had never denied the Eucharist to anyone. The pontiff was responding to calls by conservative Catholics to deny communion to President Joe Biden, another practicing Catholic, because of his stance supporting women's reproductive rights. A month later, Biden met personally with the Pope at the Vatican. Of course, Pelosi also did subsequently. Francis told him he was a good Catholic and that he should keep receiving communion Biden said. Now, if that is true, if Pope Francis actually did say that, that would be extremely hypocritical. Because how can you be a good Catholic if you teach something, believe something, practice something, support something which is clearly against a fundamental teaching of the Catholic Church? Because the Catholic Church does say, correctly so, that abortion is wrong. I go further and say abortion is murder. Every time human life is taken away, in this case, being conceived in the mother's womb, it's murder. No excuse, no justification for that. Now, of course, the left responded. Here is an article by Fox News dated May 22, having this to say. The San Francisco Examiner's editorial board rebuked Salvatore Cardaglione after he announced he would deny Pelosi Holy Communion. In response, the liberal editorial board defended Pelosi as a leader who has, and I quote, consistently fought on the morally right side of these issues and praised her as a role model for women. The editorial board argued that by denying Pelosi Holy Communion, the Archbishop was not being loyal to Christ. It is Nancy Pelosi, not Archbishop Cardaglione, who reflects the true spirit of Christian care in the city of St. Francis, the board wrote. Now that is incredible. Here's a person claiming that abortion is correct, thereby completely, totally opposing the teaching of the Bible, the teaching of Jesus Christ. And she's supposed to be morally right. And someone who points out the truth that it is wrong, he is morally wrong and he is not talking with the Spirit of Christ. That is an incredibly abominable concept, but it shows something. It shows that in America, in particular, most people have no more clue as to what the Bible says, if they ever had that kind of a clue. They do not know anymore what sin is. They don't even want to talk about sin. Sin is a transgression of the law. And the law is spiritual. And Paul says, but you are carnal, sold under sin. And so the Washington Times wrote an interesting article on May 22 saying this. The Apostle Paul told the first century church that everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. From its inception, the church has consistently taught that the human heart is desperately wicked and beyond cure. Rather than warning of the consequences of sin, it appears that many of our contemporary evangelical preachers and teachers are celebrating it. Preaching about sin is now viewed as outdated and too judgmental, and that anyone suggesting they are sinners is a sinner for doing so. Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil because they wanted to supplant God and become gods themselves. And as such, they declared that they would decide what was right and what was wrong, what was true and what was false, what was just and what was unjust. In essence, they chose to define what sin was and wasn't, and thus they denied its existence while at the same time giving it birth. The story of the garden teaches us that when anyone but God declares themselves to be good, it never ends well. What did the Apostle John say? If somebody says, I know God, and doesn't teach, doesn't believe in the commandments, he is a liar. And the truth is not in that person. Many say, well, we are no longer under the law. And as I said, law is defined as a transgression. And rather, sin is a transgression of the law. And so if you sin, you transgress the law. But if you are no longer under the law, then you are no longer under sin. You are under grace. And so sin doesn't exist anymore because the law has no more meaning for us anymore. That's what many believe. That is why so many quote-unquote Christians, whether Catholic or Protestant or whatever, are saying abortion isn't necessarily wrong at all. Can be justified, should be justified. The poor women who have to be given the right to do so. We have prepared a free booklet. God's Law, or God's grace. The question is, what does it mean by the statement, we are no longer under the law but under grace? Does it really mean that there's no more sin, there's no more law, nobody's telling you anymore what's right and what's wrong, you can decide for yourself? Is that what the Bible teaches? Is that what you believe? No wonder we are in a state of despair, in a state of confusion, in a state of absolute demolition of values, lack of morality. That's why high-ranking politicians calling themselves Christian, calling themselves Catholics, can say these abominable things. And from a Catholic Church's perspective, they shouldn't only be barred from taking the Holy Communion, they should be excommunicated because they're giving this terrible example to others following their abominable lead. So please ask for a free booklet, which I have just offered to you. It's important you read it. It's important you understand what the Bible really says. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.